Didn't like Orkney at all. Too much like Gotland, them are home, he said. When you're here in winter in the water.
Well, I can imagine that would be, it would be quite a good description of winter in the wartime, don't you? I think, yeah.
Yes, he said, you always think of this, going to be some of the earthly thing coming lumbering over the hill.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of wondering, too, about, you know, on a farm, the actual names of the fields, would that be something that, you know, when, I suppose when you broke out a field, if you reclaimed it, that you could name it then, but is it, would the field names tell you, would they date the field, or would they tell you what kind of land was in the field, or what, would it just be a mixture of just as and when they got
well, named? Well, I suppose it's just a name given of recognition, so it's a good description. Well, when you're speaking about a field, you could name it rather like a person. But that's it, one of the battle where it was White Amos, another one's Wasby, and of course that'd be the West Farm. And but the, a great lot of them is forgotten now.
Yes, I not recognise them, mm-hmm. even being used to my childhood.
I thought.
Well, that's the thing.
You talk about the park. Maybe.
The park, yeah, because that's a great Scottish term for a tilled land, isn't it? And I remember being at a whiskey tasting in Edinburgh and somebody explaining why Highland Park was called Highland Park, because it's a park in the Highlands.
I could read a bit for you for Malay, but that's...
Yeah, well.
So, I'm presuming a lot of these farms will they have become amalgamated into bigger...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's no farmer bring away to... Dormiston, no working farm at all.
Well, none of that's...
No, aye.
Oh my goodness, so what is it, just been built?
Yeah, it's rented out and grazing and so on. There are animals in it, right. But there's no farmhouse there, there's no working farm buildings.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these places will maybe just be houses, or they'll be uninhabited?
Well, the house is inhabited by somebody in the land. That was a bigger organisation somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Seems a shame, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
But then the size of the farms that these farmhouses go up on is uneconomic, you know. Mm-hmm. Sort of 38 or so.
There's a Canadian farmhouse, I'm most amazed in Orkney at the size of the tractors here, where the farms are much smaller than Canada, but the tractors are a whole lot bigger. He said their farm in Canada was was much bigger than Orkney, but the tractors were smaller. They took in the big tractors and contractors, but here in Orkney, every man has his own big tractor.
That's a bit part of the course. I suspect it's toys.
Status symbols.
Oh, yes, that's
Yeah.
So, how are
we? Right. So, where would you say in Orkney was the best bit for farming? Would that be away from...
Right here.
Oh, right there.
But
this was particularly good.
But say on that, of course, that's pride in that. But when they did the water mains in Orkney, the water scheme, of course, there were areas you got to know the main and speak about. And they said that the only bit better than the land here was ham. I thought ham was better, but Stennis was very near as good, where they had tail to another Onston.
Mm-hmm. So it's just grazing now then.
Mm-hmm. Marwick's supposed to be good, isn't it?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at the soil there the last time we were up with Stephen and I were to go round, and I thought, aye, that's... Not that I know much about it, but there's obviously some atavistic femory thing comes out in there occasionally. It seems to happen with the tatties as well. So when did the water mains go through then? Is that...
Well, the water main, not as full as the road.
Yes, what in?
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Early 50s, wasn't it?
Right.
I suppose.
So was there no mains water before that?
Oh, no.
No, nothing.